It's popcorn mystery theater. What's popcorn mystery theater? Think dinner theater without all the calories. And I also think my guests can better explain this to you with their 27 years of stories doing it. Recipients of the 2017, 2018, and 2019 TripAdvisor Certificate of Excellence for Outstanding Reviews. Murder Mystery Ottawa is here. And little did I realize I actually met a couple of these people years ago at my friend's wedding in Toronto. So you never know when you'll see people again. The founder of Big Time Murder Productions and actor, Pete Dillon. Welcome to the good, sir.
Hey, hey. Thanks for having us here.
And he is also here with a couple of actors from Murder Mystery Ottawa. We have Erin McNamara. Welcome to the goods.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we also have Gabrielle McKenzie. Welcome, my dear.
Welcome. Good morning.
I have everybody choose names for their microphone. It keeps people on mic. So, of course, everybody knows by now that Chris Evans is my microphone, my future husband. And you, Gabrielle, chose
George Clooney.
You work him into every show.
I do. Every aspect of my life.
Do you still have hopes that one day
he'll drop that woman, Amal? I have no idea what he sees in her when he could have me.
I know, human rights activist, world changer,
but
whatever.
I'm cheap.
I like her laugh. You should be on a soap opera. You've got
that.
Oh,
should.
My God. You've got the Susan Lucci.
Gab's life is a soap opera. Oh, my God.
Speaking about somebody's life who's a soap opera, you, Mr. Pete Dillon, you come in here and I ask you, because you've been on Suits, you've been on all these TV shows, and I ask if you've been with my, you know, other boyfriend, Gabriel Mocked, Harvey, on Suits. And you're like, oh, that guy? No. But yeah, so there's that time, you know, I worked with Angelina Jolie and Ed O'Neill and all of these people. Her life is a soap opera. Yours is like Us Magazine.
Well, I've just been extremely lucky. I mean, great opportunities have come my way, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to take advantage of them and work. And it's been a lot of fun.
So where does Murder Mystery Ottawa come from? Like, how does this fall into one of your creations?
Well, 27 and a half years ago, when I was really heavily pursuing the start of my acting career, I've been
at 2 years old.
Yes, that's right. I wanted to really invest in being a professional screen actor, and I've been one for 30 years now. But way back then, you get a job and then you get an audition, and you have to quit or be fired from the job to get to the audition to hopefully get the gig to then go and look for another job that's going to fire you when the next audition comes up. So pretty well. So I thought, I did a few murder mysteries for a company that's long gone now, and I had a lot of fun doing them. And at that point, the mysteries were very, very serious and about blood and guts. And I tried to keep them light. I wanted them to be funny. And I thought the audience is enjoying the show so much more with the comedic element that I thought, you know what, why don't I start a murder mystery company? Why don't I get my own going? And I moved to Vancouver, and I was pursuing the acting career. And this, I heard that this other company had got out of business. So I said, that's it. I'm going to pack up and move back to Ottawa and start the company. And Gabrielle was one of the first people that I spoke with and said, Gab, what do you think? And she said, absolutely, go for it.
No. I think that the conversation more accurately would be like, Gab, what do you think? And she said, well, let me think what George Clooney would think about it. And then she said, go for it.
Well, he promised me that George Clooney was going to be in the cast.
He also promised me he'd bring his sevens today. So.
No, I said George Clooney.
Oh, George Clooney, yes.
Yeah, he was Well, he's now working for the LRT. I don't know. He was supposed to be here, but he's a bit late.
He was just as incompetent.
Too bad the LRT's not working.
Exactly.
At least we have people working for it. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods, Murder Mystery Ottawa. You can catch this Saturdays right here in our city. With us right now, we have its founder, Pete Dillon. We also have actors, Erin McNamara, Gabrielle McKenzie. You know, to be voted on TripAdvisor, where people love to go there to say bad things and
yes,
not good
do.
Things.
That's for sure.
And to be voted a best for 2017, 2018, 2019, to get all of these certificates of excellence, that says something.
Yeah, we're really proud of our reviews. And you know, we really the actors work very hard to connect with the audience at every show. So, you know, it's not unusual for, you know, we have a bit of an exit line with the actors lined up thanking the audience. And we're sincere when we are thanking them. We say, you know, we're not here if you're not here. And we're truly grateful. And as they're leaving, it's not unusual. I stand beside Erin oftentimes at the door and people rush to hug her when they leave. And it's truly like they're leaving their friends from the show. And so often we get so many people coming back to see the show. And we are completely blessed with this opportunity to provide the entertainment and to create these friendships and have people laugh. Because, again, it's not about blood and guts. It's about really laughing. We have some audience members, surely, who want to solve the mystery and be challenged by the mystery. But the bottom line is comedic interaction. So you're going to bust a gut watching our shows, every one of them, regardless of whether it's one of our murder mysteries on Saturday nights at the Prescott or a corporate show. We do a ton of Christmas parties, especially this time of year. People are booking their fall, their holiday parties now with the cooler weather. We do home parties, do-it-yourself home parties. And we do a big-time Idol variety show. A 60-minute variety show.
I could see a great idea for it. Has anybody ever done a marriage proposal with you guys?
Yes.
Chris Evans, has he called you?
No.
Oh. We wouldn't tell you if he had. Oh. We'd have to be surprised.
You wouldn't tell me? Is that a hint? Is that a hint? So there, and you've even performed for the troops.
Yeah. Yeah. So in 2002, late 2002, we were contacted and they said, we know you guys do these funny shows. Can you come and do a show in the Persian Gulf to entertain the troops?
Wow.
In January 2003.
Yep.
And we said, great, we'll do a murder mystery. And they said, not so much. You know, we're in the theater of war. You know, maybe we can't do that. They said something really uplifting and morale building and everything else. And we had a 1940s radio play that we had produced a few years earlier for the NHL All-Star Reception, their 50th All-Star Reception in Toronto. And they said, no, that's not going to work. What else do you have? So we came up with this variety show, a 60-minute interactive variety show using up to 24 people from the audience in the show. We took all these interactive bits that we have in all of our murder mysteries, combined them into this competition where we have a couple of these comedic performers compete to see who can entertain the audience the most using the audience in the acts. In a very,
oh, my God, yeah. This is a better way to have an election than I've ever
heard. It sure is. Great debate. Wow.
You've just come up with a whole new election model, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. So we got together. We ended up meeting Barney Bentall and Tony D and a whole bunch of other actors and performers, rather, and we rehearsed it. And we said, where are we going? They said, the Persian Gulf. I said, where? It's a big place. They said, you'll see. And it was only when we got on the plane to fly out of Ottawa from Petawawa that the door closed. And they said, we're going to Dubai. And we said, no way. We had no idea.
No idea.
So we went and we were there. How long were we there?
We were there for at least 12 days.
Yeah, I guess it was 12 days. We stopped in Greece and then they wouldn't let us fly over. We had to wait in Greece for a couple of days.
We thought we were going to be in the desert in tents.
In tents.
And we weren't. We were on the beach. No,
we
five
were well
star.
Taken care of.
Why do I feel like whenever Gabrielle McKenzie speaks, that all of the sudden I'm sitting with my parents and watching Dynasty?
Is it the shoulder pads? Maybe nobody can see them on the radio.
It's even your voice. It's how you speak. It's your cadence. I feel like, do you have an evil twin sister? Like, what's going on?
I am my evil twin sister.
And Gabrielle is the funniest, most original actress in Ottawa. She's got incredible timing. She stars in all the shows. Everybody loves her. And you should see the house she lives in, the mansion that she lives in with all these other people. We went to a dinner party there last weekend. Oh,
it's
my
dynasty.
God.
It's
you
dynasty.
Live in a mansion with other people? Is this not a reality show? What's going on?
It could be. Yeah, it could be.
Wait, let's rewind. We're here to talk about Murder Mystery Ottawa, but I want to talk about Gabrielle's mansion that she lives in with other people that's just like Dynasty.
And it's got a storied past.
Oh, you should have brought me some popcorn, Pete. I want to sit back and listen to this. Tell me.
Oh, no, it's not nearly as exciting as Big Time, honestly. Honestly. Go back to Big Time. My house is haunted and got all kinds of colorful characters, but it's not really very interesting.
So you're coming on the goods for Halloween?
Oh,
is what
God.
You're saying.
It is Halloween.
Okay,
yes,
Gabrielle.
65 days a year.
We are booking you for our Halloween show.
Excellent.
Whatever
You're
day
on.
That will be, because I don't know if our show is on the weekend.
Will you be bringing
every
George
day
Clooney?
Is Halloween. No, I don't know. Will you be bringing me Chris Evans? I was going to say every day is Halloween to Justin Trudeau, but that doesn't really matter right now. Murder Mystery Ottawa is with us. And so Erin McNamara, yes. We haven't heard that much from you. You have all these people going up to you after a show and hugging you.
Yes.
What, pray tell, is your secret,
you know,
to not getting people's body odor stuck on you? Because that happens. People hug me a lot.
Yeah,
and I have
I
a lot
imagine.
Of other people. And then people think that I, because you smell good, but people think that it's me who has that scent, but it's really somebody else who hugged me and my hair got caught in them. So how do you avoid not smelling like other people's BO?
That is a great question, and it is an art. I think it's the length of the hug and the angle of the hug. Yes, I've got it down to a science, I think. Yes, yes.
Wow, the artsy woman is a scientist, too.
Also, I think you create, these characters that you create are very sympathetic. Mm. And I think the audience members really latch on to that. So they do believe, even when her character perhaps has killed somebody, they don't want to believe that she did it because they like her so much.
Well, she's adorable.
Really,
you should run for prime minister.
Yes. Never.
Yeah, I don't think that,
She'd rather use her powers for good instead
exactly,
of evil.
Exactly. But yeah, people really just like to connect and they respond to that, I think, you know, during the shows. It's a happy, fun environment. And people, you know, when you, it's all interactive. So when we do spend time with them, we kind of mingle through the audience. They're waiting for you to come over to them. They can't wait to talk to you and connect. And I think that's where the hugs come from. And, you know, they start earlier in the show and they just continue on as they leave. And the audience has a really great time. You know, it's really rewarding.
What's the most unexpected thing that's ever come out of one of your shows?
For me, I think, you know, last season we had people come to the public shows. There was a couple that was there and they had a great time. And the husband came up to me after and they were quite young. He said to me, you know, you've made my wife's year. And I said, oh, what? That's great. Thanks for that compliment. And he said, yeah, she's actually going through chemo. And this is the first night out we've been in months. And this is the first time she's laughed in a long time. And it was just a reminder that, you know, you touch people with these shows and it's just, you know, a wonderful feeling to bring that to them. And that really made my night. And I always remembered that, you know, you never know what people are going through and what their day's been like. And if you give them a good time, it's just really rewarding.
And you never know what is behind a person you meet. People could be quick to judge. They see Erin, she's a lawyer, and they wouldn't know that you would get up on stage and you would connect with people in this sort of way.
Yep. I do have a fun side.
And that's the thing. People don't know that she's a lawyer. And our new show, Where There's a Will, There's a Wake, we've got an extra connection there because Erin's an estates lawyer with McNamara Law.
Thank you, yes.
So she's been able to consult a little bit to ensure that we're presenting the will part of the show in an accurate fashion, and it's our most challenging show.
I like it. I think this sounds really, 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 really cool. I especially like the popcorn part because, one, my dog Fozzie Bear loves popcorn, and two, popcorn makes me think of him because his paws smell like popcorn, except I spell it P-A-W. And I think that you guys are so much fun. I can understand why you were secretly flown to the Persian Gulf to go and entertain troops there. If people want to catch Murder Mystery Ottawa, what do they need to know, Pete?
They can go to the website, www.murdermysteryottawa.com, and you can find out about the three different shows we have going. The Codfather, which is a tribute to disorganized crime. It's our mafia-themed show, and that's been running the longest. Harry Karaoke, a karaoke contest with a shocking surprise. Lots of big hair and
Am I in it?
Bad notes. And, of course, Where There's a Will, There's a Wake, our brand-new show that opens tonight. And every Saturday, we're at the Prescott in our showroom above the Prescott, 379 Preston Street in Ottawa's Little Italy. Also in Toronto, if Toronto listeners, you can catch us Bay and Bloor. We're doing an in-store show with Indigo. At the Indigo Bay and Bloor, we're just like totally, let's, you know, forget about the meal. Let's just have the customers come buy tickets and do a show in the store. So we're always kind of changing to see what the next thing is, and that's we'll be in Toronto.
I know you definitely have listeners in Toronto right now because I just got a message from one of them. And Gabrielle, you are going to be back here for Halloween.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about that mansion, and then we're going to talk about what we're going to do with all the royalties from the reality show that we're going to make
and
about
George.
It. And Chris. And our double wedding.
You should broadcast from the mansion. Seriously.
Yes. from Chris Evans' mansion. Done. I'm Dahlia. This is the goods.